All right, good morning. Before we start, can I get two volunteers? Okay, how about you, and do you want to volunteer? Okay, wait, just stay there for now. It's going to be at the end, okay? So hold on. Okay, does anyone here remember the story that Uncle Pete told where he ran down and raced Tyson down the aisle? Does anybody remember that? What do you remember about that? He told us, remember, he ran funny. But what was the moral of that story? Wasn't it that we should let our mind get a head start of our mouth so that we think before we say something, because our words can have a big impact? That was the lesson, right? Well, I'm going to tell you what happens if you forget that. What happens if you don't let your mind get a head start and you say something and it hurts somebody else? What do you do then? You're kind of stuck. Or what? Worse yet, what if you kind of want to say something a little bit mean, but it comes out and it's just really mean, and the person gets really, really hurt? Or you do something wrong, you disobey your parents, and then you feel bad about it. What do you do? What do you do when you're stuck? You know, this, the Bible has all kinds of stories. You all know Adam and Eve, right? Well, all the way through the Bible, there's stories about people getting themselves in trouble. And they get in all kinds of trouble. And there's also lessons about how they get out. And you know how they get out? It always involves God. He's the only one who can get us out of the trouble that we get into. There's some things, though, that we can do. So I'm going to give you a little bit of hints about what we can do to help God. He doesn't really need our help. But there's some things that we can do when we get in trouble. One thing is to stop doing what we're doing, right? If you hit someone, they hit you back, and then you say, nope, I'm not going to hit them anymore. And stop doing. And then the other thing you could do is not lie about it. Because lying just makes things so much worse. And, you know, so if someone says, did you do that? You say, yeah, I did. And then what else do we do after that? Do we say we're sorry? Yep, that's sometimes the hardest thing, because, you know, God really needs to help us to know how to say we're sorry. Sometimes we try to say sorry and it makes it even worse. So we need to pray to God and ask Him how to help us say that we're sorry. And sometimes we don't even want to go to God, because that's kind of what got us in trouble in the first place. So we weren't really listening to God. But we need to do that. That's very important. And then the last thing is, you know, if you get grounded, or if you took something, you need to give it back. But if you get grounded, or your teacher gives you extra work to do, you need to just do it without complaining, because usually they're very lenient and they don't give you what you really, really deserve. So these are some things that we can do to help us when we get into trouble. And God has made a way to get us out of trouble. And what I have is, I have some cards here that I'll give you, and you can keep it like in your sock drawer or something in case you forget. Hopefully you won't need to use this that much. But if you ever forget what I just told you and you get in trouble, you can go and you can read what to do to help you get out of trouble. And I have some other cards here for the adults, because you know what? Adults get themselves into trouble too all the time. In fact, they can get into worse trouble. So I have some cards here for any adults who are curious about what's on the back of this card. So I'm going to ask you guys, after we pray, you can give it to any adults. They can raise their hand, and you can give them the adult version. Okay, it looks a little different. But then I have one of these cards for everyone here. Okay, let's pray now. Dear God, thank you so much for your mercy and your love to us, and thank you for forgiving us and giving us a chance to restore relationship with you and with others, even when we do things wrong. We pray that you will help us to be good and kind to others, and to help us to tell the truth, and to always look to you for help when we get ourselves into trouble. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, now you're going to take the baskets and go and get your card, though.